Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Another beautiful day here in the heart of the state, downtown Milwaukee. The business of sports today on The Upswing. We're back with Mark Cass from Team Lammy and a very special guest, Sherry Black, the executive director and CEO at Wisconsin State Fair Park, joins us. But Mark, first up, let's get right to the business of sports.
Yes.
The Olympics start next Friday. How important are the Olympics today to sponsors? Do you think the games have the same impact they've had through the years?
I think they have over time. I think it's kind of waned up and down, but I think this year it's up again. There's a lot of interest with the NBA players back and obviously playing with what's going on with some of the other sports, are kind of like gymnastics, a tremendous amount of interest there. They also have long staying power. I mean, I think one of our clients we work with is Bonnie Blair. You know, huge amount of medals back in the day. I said back in the day, obviously in the 90s, not that long ago, but it's still a well-known name in the area, works for companies, does speeches, does a lot of things. So it can really help you long-term for your life if you win medals there. So no, I mean, I think there's still a lot of interest. I think the money paid for it is a lot. It's going to be all the news for the next couple of weeks. If you do well, you can really help yourself for your life.
I mean, it's definitely an event that provides the opportunity to create lasting impact. And it's not necessarily about the numbers and the dollars this year. Yep. It's about moving forward. I mean, Powerade's in big this year, Reese's, Old El Paso, obviously Nike is really ramping up their game from a sponsorship level. So it'll be interesting to see how they leverage that with LeBron and some of their other athletes.
And the NBA players being there brings us up to a whole nother level, right? Because you're watching those sports, you're seeing the eyeballs on this. It'll get great numbers on, obviously, on all the networks. So I know, I think you're right, but I also think about this. I mean, the winners there are, you know, among the best in the world. And you can say that for the rest of your life. Now, I've held the medals from, obviously I haven't won, but that Bonnie Blair won, and it's pretty cool. And it's still, you know, we used her for an event a couple years ago. I'll go at the paper, and she drew a huge crowd. People wanted to hear her story. Yeah. I mean, to be one of just a few people who win those medals, it's not that many. So it's a cool thing to have, and it pays off long-term for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. So let's go up to Green Bay. Packers training camp started on Monday.
Jordan, I was thinking, I was going to say, you either got to have to raise my pay, or I'm just going to come sit and watch the show today. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, wow. He's playing hardball.
I'm going to hold out.
It's a Jordan Love type. It's a Jordan Love thing. Hold out. But it seems peaceful, will. And you know, do you see it all playing out?
It'll get signed. There's no doubt he is the quarterback of the future. He is a quarterback of this team. It'll get signed. It's smart on his part because if he somehow got hurt, over the first three packs, it'd be awful for him, it'd be awful for the team. It'll get done. I don't see a big issue. If it kind of scales on into the first couple of games, I'll get a little worried. Mm-hmm. But I think it gets done. All the numbers are out there. What other quarterbacks have gotten and what it means to him long term. He's been perfect so far. Think about how well he played last year. He had a great offseason. He's starting to get sponsorships now. He's starting to get involved in the community. He started a foundation, which we actually helped him with.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on with him. Smart now. He's got to get that contract signed. It's going to be a huge number. It's kind of what I'm looking for, Jeff. What do you think?
Let's see. I got to make some calls, send some emails. I'll get back to you on that
one. I don't think I'm getting that money, Sherry. He doesn't look very optimistic.
Hold it out on the big Upswing show today.
I think he has to sell his firstborn.
How about a cream puff? Can I get a cream puff?
I got cases of cream puffs.
Come on, Sherry. You'll throw some cream puffs at me.
Sure. If that brings you that dollar amount, you bet.
All right. You are listening to The Upswing on WTMJ. Let's go to the races when we come back. Right after this.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting.
Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, Mark Cass from Team Lammy, and Sherry Black from the Wisconsin State Fair join us today. I want to talk about the IndyCar Series return first. I know State Fair is only days away. We got to get into that. We'll do that in the second half of the show for sure. But after an eight-year hiatus, the IndyCar Series is returning to Milwaukee for a big doubleheader Labor Day weekend. State Fair obviously owns the mile. An agreement with IndyCar that's going to put, what, $3 million of public and private improvements into upgrades and renovations at the facility. So how are the upgrades coming at the mile facility, and how do you hope that they enhance the marketing and just the fan experience at the mile, Sherry?
Well, I think a lot of the fans that are true Milwaukee Mile fans are going to be absolutely amazed when they come and see we've got NASCAR coming up, and then IndyCar will be after on Labor Day weekend. And I think that when they come see the track in person, they are going to be blown away. It looks absolutely phenomenal. We've not only have we done all the improvements, the enhancements, I mean, we put in all new safer wall, which makes the track look very nice because it's uniform now all the way around, as well as the new walls that we put in. Mr. Penske actually has come to the track several times and actually tells me to jump in the car and we drive around.
Wow. You drive around this, hopefully not all these streets of West Dallas.
No,
right?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Mile.
Stay on the road.
Yes. And he points out, I mean, I'm sure you've all heard the phrase Penske perfect. Yes. It's truly a thing. He can pick out the finest little detail, but that's what makes everything that Mr. Penske does perfect and amazing. So we are happy to be a part of that. It really does align with what we want to do at Wisconsin State Fair Park. Our teams are gelling. We're working together. This is truly a great partnership. The first time that Wisconsin State Fair has ever been the promoter. We have never done this before, so this is definitely something new for us. And as I've said several times, could I ask for a better teacher? I mean, Roger Penske,
he's
the best of the best. And then the team that he has, they are also the best of the best. So we're really enjoying this experience and learning a lot.
How important is it to have that track used more often?
So we actually were using the track a lot. Okay. And that was kind of part of the problem, too, is finding open dates and scheduling those out. Because, of course, they have packages with TV and figuring what's going to work. So we thought we'd try something different with this Labor Day weekend idea because there really isn't a lot going on in Milwaukee. I know a lot of families typically would travel, but for me, I now have two kids that are in college and one that's in high school, but we always did football. Our boys are big football players, even in college. And so for us, we looked at, do we want to buy a lake home? No, we don't, because we're so busy. My husband also coaches, so we put in a pool instead. So I think there's people, it's not...
Well, we're such an event-centric market that I think people want to know, hey, this is going to happen or this could happen every Labor Day weekend. Is that the aspiration for the IndyCar Series in terms of how you hope to bring it back each and every year? Or is that kind of...
I mean, as you noticed, or maybe you have heard, they now... IndyCar has announced their dates for 2025, and they announced this amazing relationship with Fox Sports, which is only going to help our cause, certainly, because much more exposure. But we won't be on Labor Day weekend next year. They're going to jump ahead a weekend because of the way that everything has lined up for them and being able to be on Fox Sports. We had to fill in those dates.
Okay. Well, the importance of the TV exposure probably supersedes that, that Labor Day weekend.
With a few kind of zeros on the end of that statement, I'm sure.
I was just going to say, and again, Roger knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So what are the updates on the NASCAR Truck Series then and that continued to return?
So that is something that's a work in process.
Okay.
Progress. And we're still in talks with them to figure out how we are going to accommodate NASCAR Truck Series, because, of course, we want to have them back at the mile as well. It's just it's amazing how short our summers are here in Wisconsin and what makes sense. Obviously, the fair, we can't have a race. Did you know that they used to race during the fair?
Really? When? Back in
so IndyCar used to have a race.
Okay.
Which
during
Mr. Penske, when he first came, he said, I want to race during the fair. I said, no, I don't think so. That's the one time I'm going to say no to that.
Where am I going
to
park?
A few more logistics for you, right?
But when they were racing during the fair was half the size it is now. I mean, it's just not possible for us to do that anymore.
You could stop at a cream puff on that circuit. You could just hand out cream puffs as they go around, right, Jeff? That would work.
Let's do it. All right. Well, appreciate the update on the mile. And let's look forward to the Wisconsin State Fair itself, which begins August 1st. I think the last time we did an upswing State Fair show, we were 100 days out. Now we're what? Do the math.
Technically just eight, under eight. So
8 days.
Seven.
How many hours? That's what I want to know.
If I had my internet
on the
website.
All right. You're listening to The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. Mark Cass and Sherry Black from the Wisconsin State Fair joined today. The business of sports and obviously the business of our wonderful Wisconsin State Fair. So, Sherry, what are we looking at for potential economic impact from the IndyCar Series this Labor Day weekend?
Well, when we conducted a study after last year's NASCAR race, that came in at $5.4 million. So that was for a one-day race, and that was the Truck Series. Now, with IndyCar, our projections are about $25 million. That's certainly what we're hoping for. But we expect them to leave a rather large economic footprint, yeah. Certainly.
And it's really a regional draw. I mean, obviously, yeah. you got Iowa, Indiana. There's race fans all over the Midwest. Yeah. So really people
race fans travel,
all
too,
over.
Jeff. I'm sure we'll see that. I'm sure we'll see it in terms of the hotels. I'm sure we'll see it in terms of the restaurants around there. And then, obviously, on the grounds, you were saying, in terms of just activity. I mean, for me, again, it's about using some of these facilities all year round, having these activities to draw in people who are spending money not only there but throughout the community helps everybody. So I think you had already talked about really being on the fairgrounds is free.
It is. So if you want to come and just hear the engines and stay kind of on the inner part of the fair park. So we're programming similar to Harvest Fair footprint, if you're familiar with that, right outside the track from grandstand over. That's all going to be free. And our vendors are bringing in bands. We also have Quiet Riot will be there on Saturday evening.
Nice.
Yeah, come on, Jeff. You know them, right?
Yeah. Come on, feel the noise. Let's go.
All right.
Feel the noise of race cars, apparently.
And Friday evening, it's Ian Munsick, which is a country band. Okay. So I think that'll be great, too.
So there's a festival element to the race, too. You don't only have to buy a ticket to see the race, which obviously you can, but you can participate as a fan or a patron just by taking it all in on the grounds.
And
I remember, it's been a number of years since the IndyCars have been here, but I remember when they were here, they had large crowds. They were in the 20, 25, 30,000, you know, kind of fans out there. And the people who are race fans are really into it, and they come early and they stay late and they wear the headphones and they really kind of enjoy these days. So I think we're going to see a lot of activity out there.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, obviously that's Labor Day weekend in West Dallas. Let's keep our sights on August 1st, the first day of Wisconsin State Fair. First, Sherry, I'm sure that the planning for State Fair happens year-round. It never stops. What did you see from feedback from last year that you're like, all right, we're bringing this to kind of level set and start anew? Were there specific things from last year that you're like, all right, we're going to make these changes for 2024?
I think that for us, as you know, we have an amazing site. It looks like a small village, and we love that about it. However, trying to have people navigate that sometimes can be a challenge. So one of the things, and let me back up for a second. Mm-hmm. When we set goals, each department sets their own goals. I, of course, have my own CEO goals, but I like to have an overarching goal that we use for the entire organization to strive for. And that this year, last year it was adding value to the ticket. And then this year it's been enhancing the brand. So not only are we trying to make the brand of Wisconsin State Fair Park very visible, but we're also trying to create a better experience for everyone, which you know enhances the brand.
Yeah.
So some of those things that we have done are our maps that we have. When you go on our website now, you'll see there's a much easier map to have help you navigate where the food locations are.
Yeah.
Where specific foods are. There's actually a food finder. So
people really want to treat the grounds like a city, and that's how you experience. Yep. If you're going to a downtown, you want to know how to get from this destination to this destination in an efficient manner.
Correct. Yeah. And it's not only that, it's also when people, agriculture, we all know, cornerstone of what we do. When people come to the fair, unfortunately, we can't have the animals all in at once because there's so many that exhibit. So we have a number of changeovers that occur during the fair. Nobody usually knows that we're doing that in the middle of the night. But when people want to know there's a specific species they want to see or a specific breed, they now can go on the map and they can see what species we have located in the barns. Mm. There's a whole calendar. So that's something else that I think is helpful. So we're just trying to make things easier when you're planning your visit. That's just one of those little things. We have several that we have done. We have asphalt that we've laid down to help. I can't even, the $11 meal deal, that's another thing.
Yes.
Looking at being budget friendly. Just so many things that we are doing to really enhance that experience for our fairgoers.
All right. I know one thing we're going to talk about in the next segment is some of the partnerships and collaborations to fuel all the discount days that pretty much offered each and every day of the fair. And I want to touch on just how you balance innovation and attracting a modern audience. Because obviously your farm background, there's a ton of leadership things that you've experienced day to day, but how do you kind of bring together the modern with the farm and make it appealing to each and every one? I'm sure that's a fun marketing challenge for you.
It is, but the fun thing I think about our industry is that we are able to educate while people are having fun and they don't even realize that they're being educated.
Ah, that's a very good point. Welcome back to The Upswing, commerce and community. That's what we're all about here on the big show. I'm looking at the countdown for the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair. 7 days, 23 hours, 24 minutes, and 15 seconds. So, Sherry, growing up on family farm, I'm sure there's a lot of lessons that you bring to work in each and every day. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that... I have four brothers.
Okay.
I think that part of that, and I'm second oldest, even though I'm really bossy, so a lot of people thought I was the oldest, but I do have an older brother. And we're all 2 years apart. So obviously I think just that part of being able to navigate getting along with others and allowing others to voice their concerns, viewpoints, and understanding that. Of course, the work ethic.
Yeah,
that is something that's instilled at a very young age. We were all working on the farm at a young age. We were milking cows, which is a lot of work day in and day out.
Early mornings.
Yes. I think that, you know, those long hours, fair, we have a lot of long hours with the events that, I mean, of course I get worn out, but I'm used to that, certainly. And I think that having that understanding and working at the fair also is valuable because I showed dairy cattle at Wisconsin State Fair and understanding what the exhibitors are going through, those long nights for them as well, especially those that travel a long distance, you know, trailering their animals here is a lot of work. So I think it's just having that perspective is valuable.
Good, good. So obviously, cream puffs front and center.
I mean, it took them like 5 minutes to get the cream puffs. I knew we'd get to them sooner.
We got to get the cream puffs. I got the box.
Got a box here. Look at
you. Go to WTMJ.com.
Hold it up for the webcam. There you go.
You can see the live stream. We're going to hold them up for you. This is breakfast cream puff time. That's what we do on the Upswing. So, for the first time in the history of the fair, flavored cream puffs are on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk us through some of those exciting flavors that are coming?
And, of course, let us know what your number one is.
Yes.
Ooh, I will share. So, to start with, we are celebrating 100 years of the cream puff. It began in 1924 as a way to promote agriculture and using those dairy products and how they can be utilized. So, the cream puff was created. But this year, to be a little different, we are offering four flavors, root beer float, raspberry cheesecake, English toffee, and chocolate birthday cake.
All right.
Now, you definitely want to make sure you plan ahead because they're only offered on certain days.
Okay.
So you'll want to check out our website, wistatefair.com. It will have which flavor is available that day. There will only be 1,924 sold of each flavor. So you're going to want to arrive
early. And that number honors what?
1924 when it was started.
Ah, very creative. I like it. All right.
This math today, Jeff. You didn't realize it would be math today, did you?
So you'll want to come early, of course, to get in line at the Cream Puff Pavilion to get your flavored cream puff.
All right.
Now, wait. You know, she didn't answer my question. What's your favorite?
So I have not tried any of these flavors
yet.
But when we did the cocoa cream puffs, those were by far my favorite.
Okay.
I really like the chocolate. So I'm excited about the chocolate birthday cake.
How'd you come up with these?
So we actually have a team that gets together. They obviously do the cream puff, but they get together in the off season and sample different flavors.
Boy, that's a rough job. That's like tasting beer, right? That's like a beer taster.
That's not a bad job.
I want that job someday.
Yes. So our bakers, they're very talented and came up with these great flavors for us.
All right, very good. Again, it's Root Beer Float, Raspberry Cheesecake. August 7th through the 9th is English Toffee. And then August 10th is Chocolate Birthday Cake. Put those on your calendar.
What do you think? What do you think, Jeff? Sure. Which one are you looking forward?
I love the Root Beer Float no
matter
what.
That one, and the Raspberry first. Cheesecake sounds...
Yeah. The first three
days like
of the fair.
It's like Cops flavors here. We're trying to figure out which day to go to Cops.
Yeah,
I like this.
I like it. That's a wonderful analogy. All right, when we come back from the break, Mark Cass and Sherry Black from Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk about the discount days, getting into State Fair, what those sponsorships and collaborations look like, and discuss more new attractions and features that are exclusive to the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. The Wisconsin State Fair begins August 1st. Sherry Black, Mark Cass join us to look at all things that are new and exciting at the State Fair. So, Sherry, what role does technology play in continuing to enhance the visitor experience? And it's got to be a lot of opportunities for you to create even more efficiency at the fair.
There is. As you know, we started doing metal detectors a number of years ago. I believe that was actually in 2017. Mm-hmm. And the technology just on the metal detection has improved immensely, which helps us efficiently get people through the gate.
Yep.
Yes. Ticket selling, same thing. We're using new software that allows that to be a little bit faster as well. In Spin City, it used to be that you purchased tickets and paid for them with credit card or cash. We no longer have that. We implemented a system in 2021, which we continue to improve upon each year, that now you just purchase a card, like a credit card, and you can use that when you go around and scan. And that helps even the ticket takers no longer counting out tickets. You're just scanning and going. So
my kids asked, I know there's a Spin City deal that's ending today. So if you go to the website, you can probably find that.
Was that the kids or you who asked that question?
I
could see you on some of those rides, right. Jeff.
Make sure we get this. Let's go.
Yes. So, and there are deals, of course, on the website, but in our bargain book, there's also a coupon for Spin City that you can use.
Okay.
And you can buy that on site. It's $5 for the bargain book. There's so many great deals in it.
And then the Food Finder and the Wonder Fair Wheel, are those apps? Are those standalone? Or talk to us about those features.
So at the Wheel, you'll be able to have a kiosk that you can purchase your tickets at. We also have the kiosks in Spin City as well. And then, what was your other question? Sorry.
The Food Finder.
Food Finder, yes. And that's available. We enhanced it for your phone now. It's much easier find what you're looking for when you're looking it up on your phone versus sitting at a PC, which we know everybody's on their phone. So.
That's right.
And I'm sure it's got something specifically for food on a stick, right? You just click a button and all the food on a stick comes up and it's a long thing.
Yeah. Yes, there's actually a whole category just for food on a stick.
On a stick.
Well, there's 10 new vendors at State Fair this year. I just kind of went through the list of some of the food items. It looks like alligator tacos.
Ooh, yes.
Like that. Beer, cheese, and brat spud muffins.
Oh,
so kind of a breakfast item.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Course,
I'm
of course.
Really excited about to try this one, too. So it's kind of a fun take on the potato pancake. So it's like hash brown potatoes. It's infused then with beer, cheese, and brats, because we're from Wisconsin.
This is like sounding really good, Jeff, isn't it?
I know. And then they have some special sauce that they put on the top.
Which he's not allowed to spill it to us. You can't tell us what's in it. So.
Oh, I think it's more cheese, actually.
Okay, of course.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be really exciting to try that. But they put it like in a little muffin tin. So that's why they call it the spud muffin.
All right.
See what they did there.
What's the most unusual food you've eaten at State Fair? Come on now, let's be honest. What's the most, and when I say unusual, it's just something you don't normally eat. Is it the alligator?
Yeah, I think, because that, I don't know if you saw, but we have a bug juice.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
The integration of insects and bugs has definitely been big, but now to put it in liquid form.
Yeah, so this is a little bit different. So the bugs are actually in the ice cubes. And I don't like bugs, period. And to be honest, I ate an ant when I was little. It was like on my potato chip, and I will never forget the texture.
It's clearly scarred you for life if you still remember this.
For sure, because this bug juice They have the rim of the glass has caramel on it, and there's black ants all. If you look at the picture on our website, I thought it was like cookie crumbs at first. No, it's ants.
Ooh.
Pretty gross.
Oh,
I see this. I see Jeff trying this on the show live at State Fair.
We'll do that in a couple days and sample that and see how it
goes.
Well,
let me see if I can get you with what the topper is, a scorpion.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I think I'm out that day. I don't think I'm on the show. I'm busy that day.
So instead of whipped cream, you can have a scorpion.
All right. Sherry Black, the CEO at Wisconsin State Fair, and Mark Cass join. This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. When we come back, I want to get Sherry's thoughts as her role and board member position at Visit Milwaukee. Just how we continue to leverage big events like the RNC, and also from the State Fair's perspective, how do we continue to share the wealth to surrounding neighborhoods when we look at large-scale events in our community. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. Commerce and Community Building, Wisconsin State Fair begins August 1st. So, Sherry, as we look at large-scale events like the RNC and obviously like Wisconsin State Fair, how do you kind of, through your lens, see that events can better, I don't know, for lack of a better term, share the wealth to the surrounding areas? And how does this happen at State Fair?
Well, I think that the benefit, if you live near State Fair, certainly you can take advantage of parking people on your lawns. I know that we have a number of them that have actually put their children through college with the revenue that they have gotten from doing things like that. You know, the Walgreens right next to the fair park does amazing business during the 11 days. The coffee shops around us do a number of things. But the other pieces, like our vendors started moving in earlier this week. Our ride and game people have all moved in because they need to set up. So they're booking hotel rooms even before the event starts. And they're, you know, going to all the restaurants around. But I think that what people tend to forget is it's not just in Milwaukee. It's the greater Milwaukee area that really we all work together. We want to book events. We want to get people here to partake in all that we do. And for us at Wisconsin State Fair Park, we're open year-round. We have events going on almost every weekend with various boat shows, home improvement shows, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, Jeff, it's important for people to look at this with a wider lens. I know we heard some complaining about the RNC over the past couple of weeks. Everybody kind of looking at it, I didn't get money. I didn't have things. Well, I think we have to look at it as more of a we and kind of look at that convention as kind of what it means to the region long term. Is it 3 years? Is it 4 years or 5 years? Are these people coming back? And then, two, it was just not right in the heart of the city. It was all over the region. I mean, I've talked to people who were out in Brookfield who saw restaurants there that were really crowded. They were in Kenosha. They were in Madison, Lake Geneva. I mean, the region made a lot of money off this convention, not just only here in the city. And I think we have to look at that event, if it means an NBA All-Star game, if it means a large convention is going to come here as a result of that, I mean, long term, we all make money off of that. So that's good for the region. And I think we have to think wider right now.
Yeah. All right. So, Sherry, what are your two CEO insider tips for Wisconsin State Fair 2024? And then, if I can have you look ahead to 2025, I know we're not even at 2024 yet, but what's coming next year?
My tips would be most certainly plan. Because if you can look on the website, you can take advantage of all the great offers. The $11 meal deal, we have 30 vendors that are offering that. I would suggest looking that up. And, you know, if you have kids, say, okay, this is what you get to pick from because it's a great deal and it really will help the family budget. And come early, certainly. Mm-hmm. You want to
I mean, I've often found when you 8 a.m., kind of 9 a.m., 10 a.m., it's great out at the fair. It's quiet, you know, kind of relatively quiet.
At what time do the grounds open daily?
So the grounds open at 10, but we do open because we have agriculture shows going on. So you're able to come in, you can park, and go to those shows and take advantage of, as you said, a quiet fairground.
Yes. All right. And then 2025, there's even more improvement coming, right?
There is. We have so many projects that will be getting right after the fair, the cream puff renovation is going to begin. And then right after the races end, we are going to start tearing up what we call North Point. That's the area that goes down into Spin City and down Grandstand. We're going to be doing some infrastructure projects in there. But the great thing is then we get to enhance what you see above ground. So we'll have new asphalt, we'll have more seating, we'll have covered seating. We're going to space out the vendors a little bit more because that area tends to get really crowded. New signage up by the Youth Expo. So just some really great things that are going to enhance that. We are going to tear down the Southwest restrooms after Harvest Fair.
Oh, okay.
So we will have new restrooms there.
That's big news. That's breaking news there,
Jeff. There we go. Yes. Always important for event goers, right? You want clean, friendly, new bathrooms. That's
never
great.
Thought I'd be so excited over restrooms.
All right. Something to look forward to for 2025 at Wisconsin State Fair. But first, remember, the 2024 version begins August 1st and runs through August 11th. Sherry Black, Mark Kess, thanks for your time. We'll see you next time.
Always good to be here, Jeff.